Being from an Indian family, more specifically a Bengali family, I never had access to global music as a kid. That doesn't mean I didn't love it though. I mean, I had so much in Bengali music, I never really felt the need of listening to anything else. Along with the fact that I wasn't allowed to hear it, but here's the story of how I fell in love with music. Hi, I'm Bornika, a teenager who's just trying to figure her life out, and I'm gonna talk about literally everything that I can, from nonsense to something that totally makes sense. But I can promise that I'll make it bearable for you. So, as I was saying, I never had access to global music. Heck, I didn't even have access to anything other than handpicked music by my parents. But even then, I fell in love. It was the second song I'd heard that wasn't Rabindrasangeet, and the skies matched its mellow tunes the day I heard it. It was overcast and the air smelled like fresh, moist mud, rice from the kitchen and coffee from my table. Maybe it's because I fell in love. That's the exact moment when I knew I was in love with this creation, with this artistic expression, that I remember every minute detail so vividly. The point is, it's just amazing how the tiniest details get etched in your brain when you love that one moment, when you can just go back and relive it over and over and over again, when you're depressed, when you're sad, and when you have nothing to keep yourself going on. And no matter how hard it is, that one moment just manages to change everything. And that song did that for me. Every single time that I was down, that I didn't feel like doing anything, I just played on loop and, I don't know, I'd be happy. Well, so, the song was known as Shopno Dekhbo by Moshumi Bhoumik, and my dad introduced me to her, like to her music, not her. I don't know her personally. She's really famous in Bengal, like was famous during my dad's time. Now she's like not famous, not so famous. She's probably obsolete, but hey, I listen to her. So, do you want me to sing it for you? I guess I'll sing it for you. It's better that way. It'll give you an idea why I fell in love with it. Ami shunechi shedin tumi shagorer dheue chepe nil jol diganto chhue eshecho. Ami shunechi shedin tumi nona balitir dhore bohudur bohudur hete eshecho. Ami kokhono jaini jole, kokhono bhashini nile, kokhono rakhini chok dana mela gangchile. Amar jedin tumi shomudro snane jabe, amake sathe niyo nebe to amay, bolo nebe to amay. Ami shunechi shedin naki tumi 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 mile, tumra sodol bole shobha korechile, ar shedin tumra naki
অনেক জটিল ধাঁধা, না বলা অনেক কথা কথা তুলেছিলে কেন, শুধু ছুটে ছুটে চলা, একে একে কথা বলা, নিজের জন্যে বাঁচা নিজেকে নিয়ে, যদি ভালোবাসা নাই থাকে শুধু একা একা লাগে, কোথায় শান্তি পাবো কোথায় গিয়ে, বলো কোথায় গিয়ে।
Well, that was a song. I couldn't really sing it well because I'm sort of out of practice. I didn't sing for like last 2-3 years. So yeah, I know it sounded awful, but the original is beautiful. You should seriously give it a listen. So I know most of you people who are hearing this probably didn't understand the lyrics. So I'll just make it simpler for you guys. It's about a girl who hasn't been anywhere. She can't dream, she can't think, she doesn't know anything, and she just asks a person to show her the world, to show her everything around her, to solve unsolved mysteries with her, to go on unspeakable adventures with her. She just wants to live, but live with somebody, because we all know how lonely it gets being all alone in a society where people are supposed to be with us. The point is, this song always cheers me up, not just because of its tune, but it tries to convey, it tries to tell us how lonely we can be even in the midst of so many people, and how there's just one person we know that we can surely open our hearts to, and sometimes that person even doesn't understand. But that's why we should just move on, we just have to carry on, and that's what the song tells us. It gives us hope to go on with our lives towards the future without being scared, without feeling hurt, without holding on to the grudges of the past. It helps us to get over the dealings that we had and to adventure towards something that we haven't.